Exclusive. Subscribe.
Hello and welcome to another player profile and projection here on Talking Yanks, which is brought to you by SeatGeek. We are doing your shortstop, 23-year-old Anthony Volpe, Gold Glove winner last year, Jake.
Sure did.
Got better as the season went on defensively. That's kind of what I was looking for on that side of the ball. Gets the Gold Glove. Good for you, Anthony. How about that? Only blank amount of players can say that since blank, blank, blank. No, I mean, Volpe, really would have liked to see Volpe be a part of another Yankee season, but that's not the cards he was dealt. Our young Paisan turns 23 this year. The hitting left a lot to be desired by the end of it. I mean, 209 batting average, 283 on base, 666 OPS, the sign of the devil.
Oh.
21 homers, 24 stolen bases. So there are tools there. It shouldn't be overlooked that playing shortstop at the major league level is hard, and this was a 22-year-old. We've talked about this guy a lot. Seems like there's only room to grow because he also has to.
It's true. I agree with your takes there. Yeah, I'm interested. I was going to say excited. I don't know if I'm excited. I was very excited last year. I'm very interested to see Volpe, and I kind of need him to take a good step forward. I don't want the opposite to happen or repeat because the offense was not passable. The defense was good. He wins the Gold Glove. Defensive metrics are bizarre. We were just looking at that. Bobby Witt Jr., outs above average, liked him way more, but defensive run save hated Bobby Witt Jr. And defensive run saves likes Volpe, but defensive run saves does not like or outs above average doesn't like Volpe. And then Wander was better at both of them, but then he got in trouble.
Sure did. But still, even the names you lumped him with there are
good.
The defense, high-level baseball names.
I'm not knocking the defense. Yeah. The defense was good, and it was routine. Like, it was, he made the plays that he needed to make, which I appreciated after the last couple seasons of, you know, holding your breath on throws and stuff like that. I was excited about the offense, and then now I'm just really hoping that I can be excited about the offense. Like, I don't want a glove first, no offense, shortstop. I don't want that.
Right.
Because I feel like you can go get, like, a crazy glove if you wanted that.
Yeah, and that's, you know, that becomes the great debate of where's Volpe going to take leaps? Is it stolen bases? Is it contact? Is it power? Because he's going to take leaps. I'll say that confidently. When it comes to baseball, I don't, but kid was really young last year, playing in the bigs for the first time, and his last month did sink his numbers a lot. And we talked about it more or less openly with Boone. Like, he got worn out. That was his first year playing, you know, 159 games at the big league level. That wears you down a little bit. So, you know, if he can build off that, he had one spurt in the season that was nice. We've talked about it a lot. It feels like he's trying to be a power bat, which is just a little daunting when you're talking about a guy listed 5'9", 180 on his baseball reference page. Maybe he's got us all fooled. You know, what would our 2013 player profile and projection said about Jose Altuve? But Jose Altuve is a Hall of Famer. Anthony Volpe needs to show what he can do offensively on the baseball field, because even, you know, the stolen bases started to wane, and then it felt like he lost some confidence in that. But, you know, even when he got on first base, it seemed like it felt like he was doing the young guy don't want to make a mistake, so I'm not going to take off now. That very interested to see his approach, the plate discipline. Something's going to tick up this year, and I'm interested to see what conversation that leads into, because is it on base? Is it contact? Is it power? Is it speed? Because that's going to mold the next 5 years of Anthony Volpe.
Let's get on base.
Be nice.
And grab some bags.
Right.
The steel tool was there, yeah. And then it wasn't because he wasn't getting on base that much. If he gets to stay at the bottom of the lineup all season because everyone else is healthy and performing, that's great, man. Like work at bats. Take pride in making the pitcher grind through the 7, 8, 9 and then get on base and make their lives hell on the base paths, bouncing around, stealing some bags, getting in scoring position for the top of the order. Like that is an amazing piece of a puzzle to have if we can have it. It's not like secondary in any way. If you can perform that role, it's a huge, huge role for a team. Don't need you swinging for huge homers down there. Just like, let's get on base. Let's slap the ball, hit it hard. He hits the ball pretty hard sometimes.
He does. And I think that's, I guess, approach, right? Like with Volpe, it felt like there's too many swings that had us turning our heads like, what? Like it, you know, it's a 1-1 count and you got a fastball away that it seems like a pitch, you know, you can handle, you know, put a good swing on that and let's see what happens. And it felt like he would take the swing where his helmet fell off and be like, hey man, like what's that about? Like that, it just didn't feel like a home run moment. And I don't know, everything we heard about the Yankees minor league system and their hitting philosophies and exit velo, it felt like Anthony was a little bit of a result of that, which felt like less of an approach, which ties into all of the Yankees hitting topics we talked about that led to them being one of the worst hitting teams, maybe the worst Yankee hitting team of all time last year. It, you know, obviously didn't get a lot of lineup support around him, and he got a little bit of the Yankee shaft where, remember the first time he started ticking up, and then they moved him up in the lineup, and they tried him at leadoff because they were looking for anything, and that was kind of unfair to him.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I'm pretty excited for Volpe's season. Like, I think, like, we're going to look back at his rookie season and be like, remember that? And, oh, my God, 209, 283 on base. What was that about? I believe that. It's just a matter of fact. Are we going to be saying that in his age 25 season? Because that's, you know,
still
three years from now.
Still very young.
Right?
Yeah. To play just, like, the counterpoint of any pessimistic listening to this, which I'm not fully, but I can play both sides with Volpe in my head back and forth forever right now based off the last season. The like the double A numbers were good, but they were all power numbers that helped everything else come up. And it wasn't a ton of time in the minors. Like he rocked A, high A. Double A numbers overall are good. Batting average lower. Triple A didn't get a lot of at bats, and in those at bats wasn't great. So that you could say at Triple A and Major League, like this is who he is. I don't think that's the case. But after this year, if it's more of the same, I don't know what you're looking at to do then. But so I'm just hoping the eye helps with the contact. So I think on base is the main thing I'm looking at because he got on base at all the other levels pretty nicely.
Yeah, 376 on base percentage. I'm almost lumping those AAA games with his major league at that point because they're still on the same course. It's going to be an interesting. I mean, if he goes nuts this spring again, it's kind of funny and ironic, or even funnier if Peraza goes off this spring. Because yeah, they even in our live Boone event, he played it off like his good spring won him the gig.
Yeah.
That you know, if he has a bad spring and Peraza has a good one, Peraza gonna, you know, bring in the clip into the office. I don't know. I think all of this, I think a lot of the Talking Yanks listeners have heard us be pretty tough on Anthony. You wonder how much of that is a reflection of last year and what would that have felt like with a normal Yankee lineup, and would it have felt worse? Like if the Yankees were, you know, trying to win the East with 95 wins and Volpe was at the bottom of the lineup doing a 209 batting average, would things have gotten even louder? Like probably.
Yeah.
So in a way, he was covered a little bit towards the end of last year that the season was a wash. But he was also a part of a horrible Yankees team, which we don't really get a lot of players ever. Like, how often do we get a top prospect Yankee that gets full run and then they're part of a bad Yankee lineup? That's like never happened, probably.
Well, it's the worst season in 30 years. So, I mean, in 2008, they missed the playoffs. Was there a hot shot? Not 2008.
It was even like those 2014 ugly Yankee teams. Like, who got called up there?
We got like a chance there.
Those were all like old veteran laden teams that the Yankees were hoping to tap into something. So, 26-year-old Jan Gervis knocking it around with the boys for
man. I'm looking at that 2008 team that missed the playoffs, and I can't find a name that would be a rookie.
Who was like the young guy?
It's a very rare thing in Yankee land.
Interesting. Let me sort by age.
Yeah, like I'm looking at
Phil Hughes, Jabba. They were rookies, right? Because Jabba was at the no, that was 07. That was 07.
Yeah. 2008 was Jabba's first like full year. Right, because 07 is when he.
07, came up and was yeah, but awesome. he was electric.
Yes, yes.
This Francisco like Cervelli, year. Three games in 2008.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, that's another aside, but yeah. Good thought, Jake.
25-year-old Brett Gardner getting 108 games with a 87 OPS plus.
Elky so got some games.
I don't know. I guess I'm coming in with Volpe showed me enough defensively, was tough on his arm, and I think he got better at using that. And you can be a high-level shortstop that doesn't have a strong arm. I've talked about Dansby Swanson a lot. There's a couple other examples out there. It'd be cool if he was paired with, like, a strong-arm third baseman, and I feel like you could tailor your defense to that a little bit. We currently don't have that. And offensively, he showed tools. He showed signs. There was some hot and cold to it. First year at the major league level.
I found your answer.
Okay.
Young Gervis Solarte.
The I traded, just said him.
You did? Okay, yeah, sorry. Yeah. That's the only rookie. Nuts.
75 games. So, yeah. It's
Zealous Wheeler.
Oh, God. Yeah, there's Zoilo El Monte on that team. Yeah.
Killer Z's.
Killer Z's. Sheesh. You've showed me enough defensively. It's what are you going to do on offense? And like you've alluded to, Jim, your speed is what makes you different.
Get on base, grab
some
bags.
Your power does not make you different. Currently, maybe I'm wrong.
Volpe hitting 20 home runs does nothing for making him different in the lineup. There's six guys that are supposed to hit 20 home runs in this lineup, like 25 home runs in this lineup. So that was like a frustration with me last year. People were like, 20 home runs. I'm like, look at everything else.
Right. Right. And again, I think that's the, I hope we're doing a PPP next year or 2 years from now that we're laughing because we're like, whoa, Volpe, you left us, you left us on edge, buddy. And then hopefully we're talking about the 30-30 guy or a 20 homers and 45 stolen bases with high level defense. Cause he has that ability. And, yeah, hopefully a lot of it got kind of lost in the mail with last season, and he clearly got worn out down the stretch. Like, I feel like I was getting excited because he was hitting September with, like, the OPS just got into the sevens, and it was like, okay, run, Volpe, run. And then he limped into the finish line.
Hit that wall.
The September numbers are not good.
Exactly.
Yeah. So 440 OPS.
So hey, so for any other,
he put together like 8 weeks of pretty good.
For any other Yankee for a bad September last year, we kind of mentally washed that. So I can half mentally wash that. But yeah, even if he landed at a 700 flat OPS, you know, we would be saying, hey, let's get to like 750, and we would be aiming almost every. If this was a video game where it's like upgrade your player. We would put all of our points into get on.
Get on.
Get on and get home, you know?
Baseball Reference most similar batters to him, Matt Theis. From the Angels.
Nice. Those are always weird.
Those are always weird. I've never, like, really cared about that section.
C.J. Abrams at 9.
Catchers and shortstops. I will go get the random video.
Okay.
I will prep that.
You get the random video. I'm excited to see our DraftKings over-under brought to you by the DraftKings Sportsbook, Avi. Otherwise, it would be a weird thing to be the DraftKings over-under. Hoop season is running, and they're giving you a no-sweat bet. If you bet on the action, you get $1,000 back if they're up to $1,000 bet if the original bet does not hit. Minimum deposit $5. Use promo code YANKS. That's right. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. New customers use promo code YANKS and get a no-sweat bet. That's promo code YANKS only at the DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Random video. Now we'll see this pitch. But it is, you know, goes with a little of what we were saying again. It's him taking a ball, Jake. So I like that. It's a good omen. He's facing Wells from the Orioles. And it's a 1-1 pitch. Yeah, it doesn't chase.
Look at that.
Doesn't chase. A little sinker low.
Tyler Wells, one of the better whip pitchers in baseball last year.
He didn't chase that pitch. Didn't think about it. I mean, that's a strike for a long time. It's a really nasty pitch.
Good take.
Watch the slow-mo of this pitch.
Yeah, a little outside.
Yeah, but it's coming. It's coming for that low end. Like I think that's right where he wanted to do it. Like you get a lot of chases right there.
Yeah,
Anthony.
And again, if he's in the nine hole and you've got Judge and Soto looming, with last year's stats, it feels like he's going to get challenged in the zone early. So he's going to have to hit a little bit too. They're not just going to let him walk down there.
Oh, yeah. He's going to get pitches to hit. That's why it should be a better place for him. I found a video of me playing T-ball in Hazlitt, New Jersey. And my neighbor, his name was Anthony, and he was on the team. And there's a part where my neighbor's dad yells out, Anthony! And just like the meet at the bat video.
Yeah.
And cracked me up. It's like, hey, this is a stereotype for a reason.
We've done this a few times. My old neighbors and where I grew up. A family lived in a house. Family next to us lived in a house. Some of their family moved in the house next to them. And one of the guys' name was, and every time it was dinner time, Anthony! So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What's the over-under? I didn't place a...
The over-under for Anthony Volpe... They put home runs.
Ooh, let's do steals.
Okay. Let's say what we think the line should be on three. One.
Wait, hold on. Let me do some math first. How many did he get last year?
24? Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Three, two, one.
29.5. Oh, cool. Okay. I was going to do 30, but then
I guess I'm loftier.
You're a little aggressive. Are you taking the over on mine? Am I taking the under on yours?
I'm pushing on mine.
Ooh. I'm
taking the over on yours.
Okay. What are you guys doing at home? Let us know in the comments. Goodbye. Subscribe. Episode a day, every day, until opening day. Anthony Volpe, shortstop. Get on base. Get to the next one. I want to Nationals GM Rizzo, like, put that on the sign. Yeah, sign. Don't care how fast you throw a ball for. So get on base, get to the next one. The Volpe movement.
Mm.